saw mixed prices in the grains and lower numbers in the livestock. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joins us today. Arlen is with StoneX as we break down what we're seeing in the market trade as we start out with a little bit of economic pressure.
Yeah, we certainly did see some pressure. We got some GDP numbers come out this morning showing some contraction in the economy in the first quarter of this year. Now, that was before the reciprocal tariffs, but while we knew they were coming first or second of April. And so basically a lot of businesses acquired inventory ahead of the tariffs. We also saw an increase in consumer buying ahead of the tariffs. But we saw a decrease in government spending because of the work that DOGE is doing. And you put all that together and how the formulas are set up, it suggests that 0.3% contraction. So if those numbers hold up as we get more verifications of it, and then we get the second quarter something negative as well, then that would technically define a recession. So that was a disappointment to the markets. Later, we got inflation data, the PC inflation data the Fed pays attention to so much, and it showed a decrease in inflation in the month of March again, and an increase in consumer buying. So consumers spending more money ahead of the tariffs, but with prices coming down. And so now the question is, what will happen in April and May? That's yet to be determined, but regardless, the sense in the outside markets was negative worries about recession, and that created some headwinds for the commodity sector overall.
So why the drop in the livestock? Just because we've been in an ebb and flow pattern for them and it was just time to turn down?
To some extent, but that worries about recession was certainly weighing on there, because if you have recession and consumers tend to spend less money for the higher cuts of meat, which is your premium products for the protein sector, we have certainly tended to lose China as a customer for both beef and pork. That's essentially shut off at this point. And so that's an export market that has been lost. Beef has been holding up due to consumer demand, perhaps a little better than what was expected. And some of that demand had been expected to go to pork. And so therefore that hasn't happened. That's weak for pork, but we're still looking at prices for hogs that had traded above $100 earlier this week. So we're still at relatively good levels. On the cattle market, we've been up at high levels, record high levels. And so the nervousness there with the stock market down was just a little bit too much for fund managers to hold those positions, and also for feeders when it comes to hedging positions as well.
All right, we've got to talk about China. They have been kind of in the background, and now a video came out today, Arlen, and obviously the markets are reacting and people are asking some questions.
Yeah, China's foreign ministry released a video today with bilingual subtitles titled Never Kneel Down. And it was obviously a propaganda video, but its purpose seemed to be to get other countries to join it in standing up against the quote-unquote bullying of America. And China's trying to get other countries to stand beside it because it knows, it's heard that there's 100 countries that want to negotiate lower tariffs, and it is expecting what I've said previously, that those negotiations will include clauses that help contain China. So it sees this as a defining moment here, whether it's going to be ever able to achieve its goal of becoming the number one economy and the number one military in the world. I think President Trump understands that as well. So this is about far more than trade and tariffs. This is about restructuring the world order and taking it in a direction that's different from what China wanted. And so they're seeing no benefit from compromising at this point and negotiating. Meanwhile, back home in China, where they control the message, people are being told that America has been the bully and America's been the one with the unfair trade practices for many years, and that it's about time somebody stood up to America. And Xi Jinping is the one who has the courage to stand up to America. And so a sense of nationalism is very strong in China right now. And Xi Jinping's popularity is very high. And so if he negotiates, he risks looking weak in doing so. And so that also is incentive for him not to negotiate. So I don't expect an agreement with China anytime soon. A little bit sobering related to that, USDA currently projects ending stocks of soybeans in China at 44 million metric tons. That's surplus supplies. That's nearly twice what they bought from us this year.
I was going to ask you, and you kind of answered that. It's going to come down to the who blinked first, don't you feel, when you look at the discussions between the U.S. and China? And then with what's going on, is that going to pull other countries to step back as well?
Yeah, you're exactly right on that. And right now, China believes that it is in a better position than the United States because obviously it can control the message. And it believes that if it waits out Trump, that he'll lose public support here in the United States and Congress will clip his wings, so to speak. And then China won't have to give up anything because they watch the news, they see the negative reporting, and that's what they're banking on right now. So overall, they're holding out for that, and they feel if they negotiate, they'll get a worse story. When you look at China, the economic data is definitely turning lower with layoffs, thousands of layoffs. Factory numbers are going down. Their orders are going down dramatically. They're seeing the pain of it, and they're going deeply into debt in order to keep the economy going and to keep the economy stimulated and to do job retraining, create other ways for jobs, put money into consumers' hands, etc. So they are paying a deep price for this. But they feel at this point that they have no choice if they're going to maintain their overall goals of eventually becoming the world's number one economy, number one military, because there's a sense there that if we're not on top, we may slip into irrelevance.
All right. Thank you so much. Arlen Suderman with StoneX sharing his thoughts on today's market trade. This is the American Ag Network.